The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
What a mighty God we serve. Abashata kabaya kaba rababa kata kabaya kata ile baba le karabasha kata kabaya kata kabaya le brokoto kaba rababa itala basha kaba rababa we kalabasha kaba rababa kata kabaya kata kabaya
we thank you
bless your name, we exalt you, we uplift you. Lord, we say you are God and you are King. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be uplifted, O God. You reign in the affairs of men, O God. There is no one like unto you, O God.
We thank you this morning. We celebrate you, Lord. We thank you for sending your angel to quicken and mortal bodies this morning. We thank you for your overshadowing power. We bow down before you, Lord. Say, take all the glory.
Our Father, we are grateful unto you this morning. We exalt you and uplift you. Lord, we say you are God and you are King. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of strength. We thank you for another day. We are grateful, Lord. We celebrate you, Lord. We thank you for this platform that you have created, that we can come together, O God, and fellowship. We thank you for power for today. Power for today, O God. We thank you for power for today. Hallelujah. Le baba raba shaka takabaya. We bring, O God, everyone that is online, O God, unto you. We pray that each and every one of us will receive an encounter, a Father's visit, Lord, a visitation from you, O God. As we pray the Father's visit, O God, we want the Father's visit to be tangible. We want the Father's visit to be touchable. We want the Father's visit to be honorable. We want the Father's visit to be possessable. We want the Father's visit to be special. We want the Father's visit. Let the Father's visit, O God, be a reality, Father God, in our lives, O God, this day. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the worship. Unto you be all the honor. Unto you be all the adoration. Blessed, 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 blessed are thou, Lord God Almighty, he who was and is and is to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Iprokutu kabarabashata. Ipaparakata kaprata kabarabasta kabashata kabaya. We enter by the blood. We enter by the blood. We enter by the blood. We come before you, O God, through the blood. We confess our sins and our weaknesses, O God. Anything in our lives, O God, that will hinder our prayers from ascending to you, O Lord. Father, we confess and we renounce. We ask for mercy. We take away the lances of the enemy, the legal rights that the enemy may have. We take it away in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, you are faithful. Unto you be all the glory. Thank you, Father, we pray. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Beloved, I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of you sons and daughters of the Almighty God, Yahweh. I welcome you especially to Power for Today. Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of the Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi Down. I am the servant of the Lord and your servant, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide and his team, Pascal and others are our technicians. You know, in Luke chapter 24:49, Luke 24:49, I am now getting powerful today. Wait, Luke chapter 24:49, Jesus said to the disciples, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye are endued with power from on high. Power from on high, King James. Don't just go and start doing anything. Jesus told the disciples, don't just start anything. Don't go and start preaching. Don't go and start witnessing. Don't go and start mentioning my name. But go into the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. That is power for today for you. That is power for today. We need power for each day. For Jesus said, each day has its own troubles. Yesterday is gone, is in history. Only God can work with our yesterday. We have no power over our yesterday. Tomorrow is not ours because we are not yet there. Even though our God is already inside our tomorrow, we are sure. But today is our day. Today is the day that we live. In fact, today's decisions, today's choices, today's actions, today's whatever we do affects 100 years to come. Affects 100 years to come. Let me tell you, we have just begun. We are praying. Our team is, let the Father's visit stroke presence make a difference for me. Let the Father's visit stroke presence make a difference for me. Make a difference for me. We will be reading Leviticus 26, verse 9 to 13. Leviticus 26, 9 to 13. 2 Corinthians 6, 16b. And Exodus 14, 29. Exodus 14, 29. And Hebrews 11, 29. We read them yesterday at the evening service. Beloved, I was making a statement. Today is our day. Your decisions, your choices, your actions of today can affect your generation 100 years to come. As a matter of fact, at the 11th hour, we have been dealing with battles at the gate. We've dealt with it here also. Why are we still dealing with altars, covenant, and foundations? Why are we still dealing with these things? As it is written in Isaiah 43, verse 27, Isaiah 43, 27. Your first ancestor sinned. Your first leaders rebelled against me. So I have brought destruction. When I look at that, it makes me something. It makes me something. Yes. Isaiah 43:27. Your first father sinned. Your spokesman rebelled against me. 28. So I will disgrace the dignitaries of your temple. So Isaiah 43, verse number 27 and 28. Your first father sinned. Your spokesman rebelled against me. So I will disgrace the dignitaries of your temple, and I will consign Jacob to destruction and Israel to scorn. Did you get that? It was just one day somebody took a decision, a wrong decision. Beloved, it was just one day that an ancestor entered into a demonic and evil covenant. It was just one day. It was just one day. It was just one day that a wrong step was taken. It was just one day. It was just one day that a wrong step was taken. It was just one day that an ancestor made a wrong decision at that time. Or a parent, or a father. At that time, it was the right decision for them. I'm telling you. It was just one day that an ancestor, a parent, a father, a mother entered into a covenant to become rich for protection, for prosperity, for him and his children and family. It was just one day. It was just one day that he entered into a covenant. It was just one day that an ancestor took a step. It was just one day an ancestor made a choice, a decision. But just that one day's choice, one day's decision, one day's action, 200 years, the effect is still there. They make a choice, a decision, a covenant with a deity, a God. At that time, their eyes were not open to the gospel. At that time, that could be the best for them. Beloved, one day, that is why we need power for today. Power for today. Power for today. So once again, I invite you to power for today. Power for today. Beloved, why are we praying the Father's visit or presence to make a difference for me? When we talk about the Father's visit, the Father's visit is simply the manifested presence of God. And when we say God, the manifested presence of Jesus, the manifested presence of the Holy Spirit, the manifested presence of the Father. The three of them are one. So when we say the Father's visit, we are talking about the manifested presence of the Trinity. The manifested presence of what? Of the Trinity. Of the Trinity. Any of them, they are one of the Trinity. The manifested presence of an angel, an angelic visitation, the Father's visit. Because we already have the abiding presence. Yes, God's presence is with us. It's with us. I'm telling you. God's presence, you don't feel it. You don't feel him. You live with him by faith. God's presence is everywhere. Look at the sun. Psalm 84, verse 11 or so. Say, God is the sun. God is the sun. God is the sun. Look at the sun. Look at the moon. Look at the stars. Look at this is God's presence, and even inside us. But there is a manifested presence that when, for instance, yes, don't we have the president? Our president is here with us. Let's say today, president is in Ghana. He hasn't gone anywhere. He is with us. So the president is in the country. But you who is online, do you feel the presence of the president? But the day that the president says, I am coming to your home, or I am coming to your office, yes, that day there is a stair. There is a security network and everything and all that. I mean, you know that the president, that's the father's visit. The father's visit is a package. When the father's visit comes, I tell you that everything, one visit from the father, the changes and the turnarounds that one visit of the father leaves behind. Somebody should write it for me. The changes, the turnarounds that the father's visit leaves behind, can never be quantified, can never be valued, is invaluable. One visit, sickness will go, disease will go, situations will change, dead wombs will come alive, closed doors will open, demons will flee, mountains will flee, the sea will flee, problems will disappear, whatever it is. Beloved, let's begin to practice the Father's visit or presence. The Lord was telling me, tell my people to start being conscious that I am with them. Consciousness is a key to ignite the Father's visit. Consciousness. When you are going to do something and you know that the Father is with me, the presence of God is with me, you are careful. That is the Father's visit. Consciousness. The Father's visit is not always dramatic. Like Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16 experienced an earthquake. Paul and Silas in Acts 16 experienced an earthquake in the prison. Yes, the Father's visit comes dramatically like that. But 90%, the Father's visit is silent. The Father's visit is silent. In fact, the Father's visit, I want a word to use. When something is not clear, are you hearing? When something is not clear, but it is there, it is hiding. There is a term we use for it. Something that is hiding, obscure, unnoticed, there is a word, unnoticed, it's not obvious, it's obscure, unnoticed, the thing is there, it's around, but it is hiding. That's how the Father's visit is. So as we are praying the Father's visit, we invisible. Thank you, Samsung. God bless you, Samsung. It's invisible, yes, it's invisible, but there is a word. There is a word we use in literature. It's invisible, it's okay. You see, the Father's visit is not conspicuous. It's invisible. It is hiding. It is there. It is there. It is unnoticed. So we must train ourselves to be sensitive to the Father's visit. In fact, Jesus said, I came to my own, but my own did not hurt recognize me. I came to my own, discreet, yes, broadcasting discreet. Yes, I came to my own, but my own did not recognize me. My own did not recognize me. Yes. Look, as we are praying the Father's visit has already come. It is there. But we must tune ourselves. You know, the devil has used worldly things and daily problems to steal the Father's visit from us. Somebody should write this for me. The devil uses daily problems and challenges to steal the Father's visit from us. The devil uses daily problems and challenges in our mind and within us to steal the Father's visit from us, so that our mind is always on the problem. Our mind is always on that sickness, that disease, the pain, the difficulty, the financial problem, the health problem, the marital problem, what your husband is doing, what your wife is doing, about that child, that stubborn child, who is not behaving well, about that accommodation problem, that rent issue, that financial issue, that business issue. So your mind is occupied, your pressure is rising, you are not yourself, you are not normal, you are not yourself, you are not this, do you know, is for you to miss the Father's visit. I'm telling you, for you to miss the Father's visit. Because as long as the Father's visit, as long as you are conscious of the Father's visit, all these problems are not problems. Yes. My own Eno, she has already sent it to me. Yes. Our doctor Esther was the one who started, but she's a busy woman. Eno continued. My own Babina continued. My own Mabel continued. And others, you are doing very well. Congratulations. Yes, I'm telling you, including me who is talking to you. Look, problems come, You've forgotten God. I'm telling you, you've forgotten God. Just before we came, I was listening to a program by Seventh-day Adventist Church. There are some teachings that they are expert in end times. So I listened to them. Seventh-day Adventists. Every church has an area that they are experts. And the general overseer, whatever, he's teaching. And he was talking about the Israelites at Jordan. How God led Joshua and the Israelites at the Jordan. And the commentary that Ellen White, that's the problem, that the Ellen White, that's their founder. She has her own commentary and whatever. The commentary that Ellen White wrote about that and said that God decided to take them through that route because he wanted their crossing to become miraculous. He wanted their crossing to become miraculous. And this man said that God will bring a problem in your life, or he will permit a situation that will cause that its solution should become what? Miraculous. So that forever your faith is in him, your everything is in him forever. Personal faith. So you allow a situation to come your way that it will take only a miracle. Only a miracle, I'm telling you. Only a miracle. Nothing but what? A miracle. I say, wow, this man is speaking to me because I'm in a situation. This man is speaking to me. You'll be in a situation and no one understands you. You cannot even share it. Because what you are inside, when you share it, see, everybody will be talking. People are talking by their experience, by what they know, by the research they have made, by this, by that. But you who are inside the thing, you are feeling different. I'm telling you, you are feeling different. At that time, it will take only a miracle. Because you can't depend on people around you. You can't depend on anyone. You can't depend on anyone. You see, those who don't have the Spirit of God, even some who have the Spirit of God, this is where, when they cannot bear it any longer, they commit suicide. This is where some people sleep and they die in their sleep. Because they overthink, and so their heart bursts. They die of silent death. But beloved, I want to bring this for everyone online to understand from what I have just heard, that difficult situation, that impossible situation that appears that there is no way out. Shame is coming. Disgrace is coming. Setback is coming. Whatever is coming, that situation, do you know what it means? God wanted to become miraculous. God wanted to become a miracle, a miracle, a miracle, a miracle, a miracle, a miracle, a miracle. There are about 8 billion people here on earth. And God can use anybody to turn around things in your life. There are 8 billion people here on earth. And God can use any of them anywhere to turn things around for you. Beloved, the Father's, that's why we need the Father's visit. That's why we need to be conscious of the Father's visit. It will surprise you that somebody is online. I'm not talking about somebody who is driving. I am not talking about somebody who is dressing the children and listening. I'm not talking about somebody who is eating and listening. I'm not talking about somebody who is driving and listening. Let's take, for instance, somebody is online and listening. It will surprise you that somebody is online. The mind is on the notice that the landlord or the landlady has brought to him or her that you must quit by next week. His mind is there. If you don't pay this amount, how do I get this amount? Even though it's online, the mind is still there. Even though he's in church. You don't know. We have been there. Pastor, how do you know? I know. We have been there, Papa. We have been there. And sometimes we are still there. Yes. So you see, that is the mountain that Jesus spoke about in Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Mark 11, 23. That if you say to this mountain, be cast away into the sea, and you don't doubt. That's a mountain. That thing has become a mountain in your mind, a mountain inside you, a mountain in your ears, a mountain in your eyes. When you open your eyes, you are seeing the problem. You open your ears, you are seeing the problem. Your heart, you are seeing the problem. Everywhere, you are seeing the problem. You are just seeing the problem. Do you know? Even when Jesus come to put his hand around your neck, you won't feel it. I'm telling you, you will never. Have you been to a situation where somebody is stepping on you or tapping you and you are not feeling it? Have you been in a situation where somebody is tapping you or stepping on you and you don't feel it? Yes. You don't feel it because all your senses, your attention, and your everything is on a particular situation. So somebody steps on you, you don't feel it. Somebody hits you, you don't feel it. Somebody is tapping you, you don't feel it. Because all your feeling, your five senses, everything of yours is focused on a problem. That is what the devil uses to do what? To steal the Father's visit. So whilst we pray the Father's visit, Jesus Christ is correcting us so that we don't miss the Father's visit. Look, the Father's visit may come quietly, silently. I am saying that only 10% of the Father's visit is dramatic. Yes, I tap into safe delivery in my pregnancy on this altar. Yes, Matilda Bonsu. It's a new person. God bless you. God will give you safe delivery. Madam Matilda, I saw it. God will give you a safe delivery. Safe delivery, safe delivery. Yes, because you have tapped into it. So your safe delivery is secured. Just take it like that. It is secured. You see, the Father's visit is like a switch. Where we are sitting right now, we just put on the light. Current is always there in the house. Electricity. Until you switch it on, you don't have the light. That's how the Father's visit is. You must switch on the Father's visit from within. Somebody should write it for me. You must switch on the Father's visit from within you. Switch on the Father's visit. Switch on the Father's visit. Switch on the Father's visit. Switch on the Father's visit from within you. Yes. You switch it through consciousness. Switch the Father's visit within you through what? Consciousness. Arouse the Father's visit. Because the Holy Spirit is already in you. Jesus Christ is already in you. That is how it is. Set all your mind and your affection on the Father's visit. And I tell you, it will shock you. Look, that's when you begin to hear the voice of God in your mind. That's when you begin to, I don't like to use the word feeling. You begin to, I don't like, but let me say feeling. You sensation. You begin to have some sensation. Aha. The right word is called sensation. Yes, you begin to have some sensation. I don't know whether this has ever happened to you. You are looking for something. Look, it has happened to me several times. I misplace a lot of things. That's why yesterday somebody was giving me a phone to bring home. I said, no. I will take it a certain day. So that immediately I take it, I begin to, when I send it home, I may put it inside a book. I may put it somewhere because I'm always carrying books. And it will become a problem. Look, if I tell you checks, money envelopes that I have found, I will just be there and I will go to the library and I'm just walking, looking at the book. I will just pick a certain, when I open it, money is inside. Money is inside. I put an envelope in it. A check is inside. I mean, what was it that moved me? That was the Father's visit. That was the Father's visit. Look. Beloved, as Jesus is coming, and I'm telling you, it is real, but we need to train ourselves. The devil should not use the problems, economic problems and challenges to steal the Father's visit. Look, you don't feel the Father's visit. No. Only 10% of the Father's visit is dramatic. 90% of the Father's visit is silent. 90% of the Father's visit is invisible, but it is there. It is real. In Genesis chapter 18 from verse 1, Abraham just saw three men. He saw three men. Nothing about them showed that is God. Abraham saw what? Three men, when he was sitting in the heat of the day, he was sitting in front of his tent. When he lifted up his eyes, on the mountain and he saw three men. He saw three human beings. He didn't see them as angels. He didn't see them as God. But within him, something told him that these are not ordinary men. This is the Lord. And he welcomed them. That was the father's visit. And the rest, you know it. It was that day that Abraham received the date that the wife will become pregnant and give birth. So then you are sure. You see, when you know the date, then you are sure because your anxiety and everything is now off. Beloved, the father's visit. The father's visit. The father's visit. We want to pray, but let me just read today. I've just read Isaiah 43. I still want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 16. What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them. Are you getting that? I will live with them and walk among them. And I will be their God and they will be my people. This is a direct quote from Leviticus. Yes. It's a direct quote from Leviticus 26 verse 12. This is a direct quote from Leviticus 26, verse 2. I will live with them and walk among them. And I will be their God and they will be my people. Beloved, as I was saying, hard work is good. Oh, strategic planning is good. Knowing people, building relationships is very good. Look, all these things. They are good. They are very, very important. They help you. But this alone without God, this alone without the Father's visit is useless. I'm telling you. Look, your best friend can be a minister somewhere. He won't remember you. He will only be making promises, 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 promises. We have a brother. Yes. Whose cousin became a minister. For 8 years, his government was in power. I'm talking about our own Pastor Musa, who came to talk to us. Yes, his cousin, Asamu Abuati, his cousin, Asabi, his cousin, yes, was a minister. But listen to me, it was after his government is no longer in power that he remembered that, why didn't I help you? Why didn't I help you? You see, sometimes we say this thing for you to know that we are not just telling stories. These things are real. And it is not harmful. That's why I mentioned it. It is not harmful. Beloved, so you see, it is the Father's presence. That's why we are to pray for politicians. That's why we are to pray for our presidents. Look, that's why we should, look, when you can wear the Father's visit as a garment. I'm telling you. He said, I will live with you and walk among you. You can wear the Father's visit as a garment. As a garment. When the Father's visit is with you, I am telling you, that is what will touch people to remember you. Everything, hard work is good. Education is good. This and this, it is good. But it is the Father's visit. When you read Leviticus from verse 26 from verse 9, he said, my favor will be upon you. And I will send down rain in season and out of season. Your things will be fruitful. You read it. Let me just read that, please, for us to see. Leviticus, yes, 26. 26, verse number 9. I will look on you without favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers. And I will keep my covenant with you. You will still be eating last year's harvest when you will have to move it out to make room for the now. I will put my dwelling place among you and I will not abhor you. I will walk among you. This was just what we read in 2 Corinthians 6:16. I will walk among you and be your God. And you'll be my people. I am the Lord your God. You see the fact. I will look on you with all favor. Favor. The Father's visit comes with favor. Yes. The Father's visit comes with all favor. I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers. And I will keep my covenant with you. Hey. Sometimes when I look at, I was saying this yesterday, this woman at which part of Accra, Gladys, where was the place, where a woman sells things, and I think she sleeps there. She's the whole night, the whole day. Anytime you go there, you see this woman. Once in a while, you see the daughter briefly, and then I was asking, so, madam, don't you sleep? She only smile. That she's making money. Do you know? That is good, but do you know? Without the Father's visit, without God's favor, that is useless. You do that and die. People are not sleeping. Sleeping is good, oh. Please, sleeping is good. It is not every day you should pray in the night. Some days you should sleep too. Yes, the day that you couldn't pray in the night, when you wake up, pray. Because even though it's a day here, it is night somewhere. It is night somewhere. So every day is still night. Every night is still day somewhere. That's how God made it. So you can pray anytime. Beloved, we need the Father's visit. And when the Father's visit comes, the Father's visit makes a difference. The Father's visit makes what? A difference. The Father's visit makes a difference. Let's begin to pray right now. Let's begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for this exposition of His word. Let's thank the Lord for this revelation.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name.
We
bless your name. We appreciate you, O God.
Daddy, thank you.
We thank you so much, O God, for your word, O God.
Thank you, Lord, for your word. We are grateful, Lord. Our eyes have been opened because the Bible says the entrance of your word giveth light. Father, we thank you that your word has brought light to us to make us understand life better. We thank you for your word. We are grateful, Lord. Father, the word on which we are standing to pray this morning, we thank you, Lord, for giving us your word. Thank you
in
for the
Jesus
revelation.
Mighty name.
Hide the word. Amen.
We have about 20 minutes to pray. Now, let me just, a word is coming for somebody. Is a sister. Please, don't be hyped up. Don't be hyped up by your situation. You know, there are people who are so hyped. They are hyped up by their situation that where there is prayer. They want that every time the church meets, it should be prayer, 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 prayer. Even whilst I'm sharing right now, the mind is not there. But it is when we start to pray. Because they want solution to their problem. I realize on Facebook that when I am sharing, the numbers are less. But the moment we begin to pray, look, let me tell you, it doesn't work like that. It means you are hyped. It means you are a God user. Let God speak to you. Even what you are hearing right now is a prayer. It is already solving your problems. I'm telling you, the word say you are washed by the word. You are washed. You are washed. The word washes us. The word itself is the Father's visit. Oh, the word you are hearing right now, this is the Father's visit. I'm telling you, a revelation will come that will solve your problem. Yes. I watch a particular sister and I can see that in her. She's hype up. Hype. Because the problems are something. So she won't prayer. So some people hope. It is always where there is prayer. That's where they go. It is good, oh. But listen to me. You need the word also. Not only prayer. Because the word is what you pray on. So that you not become a God user. The word is what? A visitation. The word is what? A visitation. The word is a visitation. The word is the Father's visit. The Father visits us by what? His word also. So please, whoever that person is, let this be for the person. So that you don't hype yourself up. You see people, they are not happy. They don't smile because the problem around them, the problem around them is so much. Look, you will destroy yourself. That is demonic. The devil is doing that to you so that you miss out the Father's visit. Relax. Relax. Relax within you because the Father's visit do many things. Does many things. Yes. The Father's visit does many things. Say the name of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
My Father in heaven. I need the Father's visit. We 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 need the Father's visit. To make a difference. We need the Father's visit. To make a difference. We need the Father's visit. To make a difference in our life. 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 We need the Father's visit. We need the Father's visit, Lord. We need the Father's visit today. We need the Father's visit today. We need the Father's visit today.
We need the Father's visit today.
We need the Father's visit. 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 We need the Father's visit.
We need the Father's visit.
We need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. Pray like that right now.
I need the Father's visit. 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 I need the Father's visit.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of
this
Jesus
situation,
Christ. This situation
needs the Father's visit.
Needs the Father's
this situation,
visit.
This situation in which I find myself
in which I find
needs
myself,
the Father's visit.
Needs the Father's visit.
Needs the Father's visit.
The Father's
this,
visit.
Situation,
this situation
in which I am.
In which I am.
This situation,
this situation
in which I am.
In which
needs
I am.
The Father's visit.
Needs the Father's
needs the Father's visit.
Needs the Father's
needs the Father's visit.
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 This particular situation.
This particular situation.
Mention that particular situation.
Yes, O Lord.
This economic situation.
Economic situation.
This financial situation.
This financial situation.
This health condition.
This health condition.
This marital issue.
This marital issue.
This marital issue.
This career issue.
This career issue. This business
this
issue.
Business
this
issue.
Relational
this
issue.
Relational issue.
This social issue.
This social
this
issue.
This family issue.
This family issue.
That I find myself
that I
in.
Find myself
this situation.
In. This situation.
I find myself
I
in.
Find myself in.
Needs the Father's visit.
Needs the Father's visit.
Needs the Father's visit.
Needs the Father's
visit.
Needs the Father's visit.
Needs the Father's visit.
Needs the Father's visit.
Needs the Father's visit.
Needs the Father's visit.
Needs the Father's visit.
Needs the Father's visit.
Needs the Father's visit. Needs the Father's visit. Needs the Libaba rakata kaba itale beshe. Libaba rakata kaba yakata kaba ya.
This situation
needs the father's visit. This financial situation.
This
career situation.
This
marital situation.
Yes, this marital
situation. Health condition.
This health
condition.
Needs the
father's visit.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs the father's visit.
Yes, Lord.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs the father's visit. Yes, O Lord.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs
the father's visit.
Yes, Lord.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs the father's visit. Rakata kaba rakata
Yes, Lord. This marital issue needs the father's visit.
This
father's visit.
Yes, Lord, the father's visit.
We need the father's visit.
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 Yes, Lord.
We need the father's visit.
Right now,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
we need the father's visit.
We need the father's visit.
I need the father's visit.
I need the father's visit.
This situation in my life needs the father's visit.
This health issue
needs the father's visit.
Yes,
this
career
issue,
this financial issue,
this
relational issue,
yes, in the name of Jesus Christ, this health condition of God.
Needs the father's visit.
The father's
this
visit.
Health condition of God.
Needs the father's
visit.
The father's
this
visit.
Sickness of God.
This sickness,
this disease,
oh Lord.
God.
This disease.
The father's
this
visit.
Health issue.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs
the father's visit.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs the father's visit.
Needs the
my home.
My home.
My home.
Needs the father's visit.
My home
needs the father's visit.
My home needs the father's visit.
My home needs the father's visit.
My home needs the father's visit.
My home needs the father's visit.
Yes, my home needs the father's visit.
My
yes,
home,
Lord,
my
home
needs the father's visit.
My home needs the father's visit.
My marriage needs the father's visit.
My marriage needs the father's visit.
The father's visit.
My marriage needs
my marriage
the father's,
father's
visit.
My marriage needs the father's,
needs the father's visit.
My husband needs the father's visit.
Yes, so Lord.
My husband needs the father's visit.
My husband needs the father's visit.
My husband needs
my wife needs the father's visit.
Yes,
my wife needs the father's visit.
My wife needs the father's visit.
My wife needs the father's visit.
My wife needs
my home. My home. My home.
My home needs the father's visit.
My home needs the father's visit.
My home needs the father's visit.
My finances need 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 the father's visit.
My business.
My business,
career,
my business,
the father's
yes,
visit.
O Lord.
The papa rakata kabayakata.
My business needs the father's visit. My business this needs the father's visit. My relationship needs the father's visit.
Yes, Lord.
This idea needs the father's visit. This health condition needs the father's visit.
My papa rakata kabalekete barukutu kabaya.
My home needs the father's visit.
My papa rakata kabalekete kibara.
My husband needs the father's visit.
Yes, Lord.
I need the Father's visit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I need the Father's visit.
I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit. I need the Father's visit.
This particular problem.
This particular problem. This particular problem. This particular problem. Yes, so Lord. This particular problem.
This particular situation.
This particular situation.
This particular situation.
This particular difficult situation. It's the Father's visit.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Somebody is going to receive good news before the end of today.
Amen.
There is a good news in the house.
Amen.
Oh,
thank
my
you,
God.
Lord.
There is a good
thank
news
you,
in the
Lord.
House.
Thank
there
you,
is
Lord.
A good news in the
thank
house.
You, Lord.
There is a call that thank is coming
you, Lord.
Through. Amen. There is a call that is coming through.
Amen.
There is a call that is coming
Amen.
Through.
Amen.
Because you are no longer focusing on the problem.
Mm.
You are now conscious on the Father's visit.
Mm.
The Father is making himself available.
Yes, Lord.
I said the Father is making himself available.
Yes, Lord.
You are going to receive a visitor. Somebody is going to call you. Somebody is going to give you good news. You are going to receive a
yes,
message.
Lord. We receive
the Father's visit
my, yes, Lord.
Has come in different ways.
Amen.
It has come in different ways.
Amen.
It has come in different
yes,
ways.
Yes, Lord.
It has come in different ways.
Yes, Lord.
It has come in different ways. It has come in different ways.
Yes, Lord.
It has come in different ways.
Yes, Lord.
It has come in different ways.
Yes, Lord.
It has come in different ways.
Amen.
It has come in different ways.
Amen.
It has come in different ways.
Amen.
It has come in different ways. Hayakurapete
kushiberete.
Uraita kuri masua kataya. Wali karande kebayutakaya. Yo karakatu karabashete. O karabashikere bashikeya. Ile bebebebebebe. Father, we thank you.
Amen.
Father, we bless your name.
Yes, Lord.
We switch on the Father's visit.
Glory, hallelujah.
We switch on, yes, Rachel, yes.
Rachel.
Rachel, Ashley.
Rachel,
yes.
Rachel, Ashley.
Yeah, that is good. We switch on the Father's visit.
Amen.
We switch on the Father's visit.
Amen.
From within us.
Yes, Lord.
From within us.
Amen.
From within us.
Amen.
From within us.
Amen.
From within us.
Amen.
And inside our mouth.
Amen.
We switch on the Father's
yes,
visit.
Lord.
We switch on the Father's
Amen.
Visit. We switch on the Father's
Amen.
Visit. You, we switch on the Father's visit.
Amen.
Somebody's proposal.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody's proposal
oh,
is receiving the Father's visit.
Amen.
Somebody's proposal
Amen.
Is receiving the Father's visit.
We are receiving
somebody's
the Father's
proposal
thank
is
you,
receiving
Lord.
Father's visit.
Amen.
Your womb is receiving the Father's
thank
visit.
You, Jesus.
Your womb is receiving
yes,
the Father's
Lord.
Visit.
Yes, Lord.
Your marriage is receiving
Kabo
the Father's visit.
Kabaya.
Your home is receiving the Father's
Kabaya.
Visit. Your husband is receiving the Father's Kabaya. Visit. Your wife is receiving the Father's Kabaya. Visit. Your children and grandchildren
yes,
are receiving
Lord.
The Father's
we
visit.
Receive the Father's visit.
He paratu kashande.
Yes, Lord.
Shikuta,
yes, Lord.
Shali Kreto Karama Antia,
Yabakuru
Katua Ratakumashe, Urakata Kabayiko Kayamahade,
Odia
Koreba Shikurata Kabota, Ibeleketeke Marato Kasia, Ishiketeke Maroto Kabanda, Wahalika Ruataleche,
Yerokoto
Rabaita Korema Site, Makatale Kurukoto Rate, Ilekotere Keto Karanta Kia.
Father, we receive your visit. We receive your visit. We receive your visit.
Oh, shikele bukuru mashia.
Yes, Lord. For a change. For a change. For a change. For a change. For a turnaround. Yes, for a testimony.
Your testimony. Your document.
Powerful testimony.
Your documents are receiving the Father's visit.
Amen.
Your documents are receiving the Father's visit.
Amen.
Your documents are receiving the Father's visit. Your documents are receiving the Father's visit. Visit. Your document are receiving
yes,
the Father's visit.
Lord.
That issue is receiving the Father's
the
visit.
Name of Jesus.
That issue is receiving the
In
Father's
the
visit.
Name
that
of
issue
Jesus.
Is receiving the Father's
yes,
visit.
Oh Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. I usher you into the Father's visit.
Amen.
I position you for the Father's visit.
Amen.
Let the Father's visit be real unto you. Today, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Do you know what I'm hearing? I heard a voice saying, I have always been there for you, but you haven't recognized me. I've always been there. The solution has always been there. Hey! The solution has always been there. In fact, God is going to do something in somebody's life and you will cry. You will cry today. And the Lord will tell you that the solution has always been there. This thing has always been there. But you have not recognized because your mind and attention is on the things the devil has deposited in you. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
I usher you into the Father's visit.
Amen.
Until we meet again until we meet again on Friday at the same time. And today at the 11th hour prayer parade at 11:30. And this evening also.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.